May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love. Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, October 19th, 2024. Thanks for tuning in. Since I'm broadcasting live on the internet to about 63 nations worldwide, I never know who's listening. So if you're new to the show, I'll be narrating from four newsletters I've published since my last show 2 weeks ago. This live show is available as a podcast replay, usually within a day or two. So when you're listening to the podcast, these newsletters are listed in the footnotes. Otherwise, you can go to HeartCom Network, and you can see all the shows I've archived all year up to the present day. One, which I published today, different newsletters, and you can listen to them individually, creating your own custom multimedia shows by pausing the podcast. So do that as a little intro for those who are new to the show. Today I'll be discussing these four newsletters that I've published over the last 2 weeks. And I'm going to talk about the first one that I published this morning. And this is big drama. The Mossad headquarters was bombed in Israel. And a lot of news related to that that hasn't hit and will be pretty much covered up in the lamestream media. But this is big news, and I'll be talking about that right away. But first, it's time for a cosmic weather report. Well, anyway, folks, there's a lot of drama on the world stage. As far as the astrology psychology, we're ending a large cycle, actually 6,500 year cycle of the patriarchy, you might say, the energy of patriarchy, the relationships of patriarchy, you know, based on dominance, power, and control, you know, we're entering a new relationship paradigm. You know, Aquarius, I mean, there's a shifting of energy, shifting of ages, of the cycles. This patriarchal paradigm has been going on a long time, and we're looking at a new paradigm based on equality, equanimity, and peace. So this is, you know, the big shift into Aquarius. And and within, you know, this transition period, we're closing out the 2,000-year age of a Pisces and leaving behind, you know, you might say the effluvia and the records of blind faith, innocence, and naivety as we enter this age of enlightened Aquarius. So right now, as the show airs today, global humanity is sharing some very interesting astrology psychology, you might say, with clear signs of manifestation. For example, the sun is in the last, you know, more powerful degrees of Libra, you know, the scales of justice. And that focus on cosmic justice is amplified right now with a finger of God pattern in the heavens that blends the deep mystical energies of Neptune and Pisces with the quickening energy of Uranus and the earthy energies of Taurus, both blending and focusing their energies on the sun's justice energy in this finger of God called the fickle finger of fate, or a yod. But there's a geometry of divinity. You know, God is geometrically ordered divinity, you know, the order of the universe, whereby energies get coalesced, you know, geometrized. The fractal order of the holographic universe, these fractals, it's all geometric aspects. I talk about that a little bit in the show today in one of my newsletters. But anyway, we're talking about justice, this energy of justice. Can be seen in the newsletter that I published just this morning. I'm going to go into that first. And that's when the one I referred to, and as I opened the show, the Mossad headquarters is bombed. End of Israel is near. There's no escaping justice for their war crimes. And about, you know, there's a debriefing by Scott Ritter, you know, the international arms expert, at 4:14 minutes. There's some video clips. Someone actually videoed the blowing up of the Mossad headquarters in Israel. And the Mossad headquarters is where they stored all the records of blackmail. You know, the records, they can't have duplicates or they lose control. And they explain that in the video, the whole story of these records of blackmail that have been used to control Congress and in European governments, their leaders. Anyway, this is an amazing story. If this is true, this is a real turning point. And we're sitting on the edge of Armageddon, as I explain in one of the newsletters today. Armageddon is not what we have thought it is a revelation. It is an unveiling of truth. And of course, that unveiling can always be cataclysmic to the big lie. I mean, the whole truth versus the big lie has been, you know, might say the big drama we've been looking at all year that is really coming to a head. But for a year now, we've been watching the genocide in Israel, this murderous genocide. They talk about officially 45,000 people, but the estimates are high as 400,000 people, with all the people buried in the rubble from the blowing up civilians and their infrastructure. Anyway, I'm going to reference this video in several regards. This is some amazing information. For example, at 14:50, there's different countries that are flipping on Israel, turning against Israel. This is a huge shift. 26 minutes, it goes into Iran's secret weapon, which is kind of mind-blowing. The situation, again, in Israel right now, this is amazing. And to beginning with Scott Ritter's debriefing, you'll get the sense. And it's a short, like a 3-minute clip video. But these parts that I referenced that you can skip to get to key parts of this video. The rest of the video, the guy explaining it, I've never heard of him before. He's level-headed. He's really intelligent, and I'm following what he's saying to where I don't see anything off on what he's saying. Again, some people, a lot of people, have already left the list from publishing this morning because they've bought into the grand illusion that the modern state of Israel is the ancient righteous state of Israel, and that ain't so. And if they haven't got that from all that I've published this last year, they're dead wood on the list anyway, and it's just as well that they leave. So there's hope coming out of this. You can skip to 31 minutes. The UN goes into their condemnation of Israel and what they're doing with the genocide. At 47 minutes, there's glimmerings of hope moving forward, you know, kind of a positive overview of the entire situation from more of a Christic perspective. And at 53 minutes, there's a short video clip that someone's done professionally, beautifully, on how the future will judge what's going on in Israel now. Just like they do the Holocaust, they'll talk about what's happened with this last year in Israel. And again, I highly recommend this video. The end of Israel is near, is what the subject of this, and why that is so. From the looks of this video, it looks like this could really be the situation. So, again, the guy narrating this video is called Son of Enos, and you can look that up from the link I provided underneath. You can just do a search, Son of Enos. At the end of the video, gets more and a little bit on his background. But I mean, let truth be the guru here, folks. You know, if this has the ring of truth to you, the Son of Enos, what he says in the video, I'm going to quote, he says, if they were really God's chosen, they'd be winning, but they're not. The only thing the chosenites have been chosen for is to lose. This was over before it began. Now they lose. In other words, if this was foreordained, etched in stone, if this was the one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse with war, the way it's played out, the big drama is coming to a close. So I make a note here in the website that I provide when I say that when I write about light and love, which I do in many of my newsletters, I'll begin with light and love, end with light and love, and have strong meat, really serious stuff in the middle. I call it a love sandwich. So, you know, food for serious food for thought. And when I write about this, this light and love is as a solution to the year-long genocide of people in Gaza, my readership usually falls way off. I mean, way off. You know, it's like people aren't interested in it. This happened in my last newsletter, A High State of Love for Our Election Made Sure. And if you are reading along in the future or off the Heartcom newsletter archive page, you will see this link, High State of Love for Our Election Made Sure, the article. And I try to be upbeat, but, you know, again, for some reason, people are more attracted to disaster than they are to any kind of hypothetical solution. So why is that? I mean, have we become stone cold heartless after a year of demoralizing murder in our face in Gaza? Or have some of us bought into the Christian Zionism deception that the righteous historical Israel is the same modern state? There's a link on this Christian Zionism. If you haven't read it before, if you're new to the list, and of course my newsletters, I refer to the understanding of Christian Zionism, which is an oxymoron. Ain't Christian. It's not Christian. This Christian, it's political Zionism, and how they've co-opted the theological seminaries, you know, for the Christians. The last 100 years, how they've been educating out of the Scofield Bible that the modern state of Israel equates with the righteous historical Israel, and it just ain't so. So I've got a graphic on this on the website that's quite stunning, shocking, and I follow that with the hypothetical question. History will, and I reference here that history will document the big question of our children, who will someday ask, what did you do to stop the insane mass murder of helpless Gaza civilians? So this is, you know, this is the turning point. If this is the beginning of the end of Israel, then if you watch this video, folks, you know, I highly recommend you do it. You're going to be hearing, we're going to be hearing about this into the election. This could change everything into the election. So please forward this post to your social network, your social media network, friends and family, etc. It's the least we can do right now as we pray for the agony in Gaza to end. So keep Gaza in your prayers, folks. And I'm going to go now to the newsletter I did back here just a couple weeks ago. And this is regarding the historic Senate panel that convened that it was exposing America's health crisis. And it's got highlights from Robert RFK Jr., Gordon Peterson, other brilliant thought leaders. This is, again, one of the archived newsletters at Heartcom Network. It'll be in the footnotes. If you're listening to the podcast in the future, you'll see this historic panel article. So what went on? This happened, I guess, September 25th. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson Republican from Wisconsin, he led a roundtable discussion titled American Health and Nutrition, a Second Opinion. Senator Johnson and a panel of experts provided a foundational and a historical understanding of the changes that have occurred over the last century within agriculture, food processing, healthcare industries, which impact the current state of national health, which is freaking abysmal. If you listen to this video, and these are highlights, there's 14 minutes of highlights, short highlights from all these different individuals, from about a 4-hour discussion. These are like 14 minutes of highlights. Highly recommend. That's why I published this. This sums up, some really serious food for thought, folks, on basically how Americans are digging their grave with their teeth. The stuff they're eating is full of toxins, the water, the air. You know, they didn't get in the water and air so much, but that's in the news a lot lately, with not just chemtrails, but the fluoride in water, how government agencies are now, after 50 years, recognizing that fluoride is causing cancers. Every city that's fluoridated in the United States compared to the same size cities that haven't fluoridated, there's a marked increase in cancer. They've known this for 50 years. There's, again, the poisoning of the water and the food and the chemicals in food and the food industry, the perfect storm of toxic food and drugs killing Americans. And I'm not talking about, you know, the drugs, just the vaccines that are toxic that cause disease, but all the drugs they use them to treat disease that they cause with the vaccines. There will be people leaving my list when I talk like this, because they believe in the religion of modern medicine. The drugs are sanctioned for your health, and we all need drugs, etc. But there's people that believe that religiously, and they're not going to want to even watch this video, because this is like a reality report. This bipartisan Senate panel of health leaders, doctors, scientists, and journalists addressed a packed audience of 300 with about 100,000 people online viewers across multiple streaming platforms. And this was quite, I mean, this is an alarming expose. So, and to quote Jason Karp, he was the CEO and founder of and one of the main speakers at this conference, and he said that, quote, "It is a travesty that a majority of Americans don't even know they are constantly exposed to thousands of untested ingredients that are banned or regulated in other countries. To put it bluntly, for the last 50 years, we have been running the largest uncontrolled science experiment ever done on humanity without their consent. Why should America be the last developed nation to protect its people?" And this is in regard to our how so much of modern processed food is laced with chemicals that are outlawed in other countries because they're toxic. And again, we're talking about a perfect storm of toxic food and drugs killing Americans. There's some video clips here you can watch. Some people know this. This is a heads up regarding why you want to eat healthy. You know, get your organic food as much as you possibly can. Be very conscientious what you put in your mouth these days. Processed foods, they make it addictive, and they make it taste good and addictive in ways that they explain in this video, some of the video highlights. So anyway, I highly recommend this for people that are health oriented, health practitioners. This is huge revelation. It's coming out, has been covered up for 50, 100 years, you know, how to take over the medical and the healthcare system by a medical industrial complex by the Rockefellers. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm speaking too fast, probably for those listening, if not for myself. So anyway, I'm going to slow it down a little bit, but I get fired up on this. I'm a naturopath. I've had 4 holistic health centers. You know, I've been in the trenches. You know, I've been ostracized, you know, for basically exposing, you know, how the medical industrial complex is making a killing, indirectly causing disease and directly treating disease with drugs for whatever ails you. But, you know, anyway, so much as I've been a voice crying for a wilderness that I get kind of excited about the subject when finally it's being recognized at the highest congressional levels with thought leaders in America coming out and saying what I've been trying to get out there for years. Anyway, that's the one I published here almost 10 days ago. But this next article is called Self-Assessment and Self-Mastery for Soul Evolution and Ascension. Self-Assessment and Self-Mastery for Soul Evolution and Ascension. Now, you would think a lot of people would be really interested in this subject, and I had pretty good response. You know, I can see who opens the emails that go out through Substack, you know, where I introduce these, provide little teaser pieces on Substack that then link to the full article. And I can see how many open it. And there was a lot of interest in this one. This was one of my favorite ones of the last 4 weeks. Now, it's a little bit longer, but it gets into what I think is the key to life as far as conscious evolution, revolution, revelations. So the byline of this article is that this is the great awakening beyond service to self, ego, towards the great enlightenment by way of service to others. So from great awakening to great enlightenment, from service to self, the ego, to service to others, I'm saying, keep the faith, see the good, and claim the victory. And I go into then overcoming the ego for discernment and for the 5D kingdom consciousness, sovereignty on earth as in heaven and cosmos at large, unity field, unified field, integrity. When I say things like this, then kind of extended words, quite often in the copy that I'm reading from, the narrative from these newsletters, has a hyperlink or, a hot link where you can click on it. And when I, like, for example, unity field integrity, what does that mean? Well, there's a whole website on atonement, at one month, the law of the one, unified field integrity. And there's other links that I have throughout this article. That if you want to go more depth, as if you're reading along in the podcast, reading along with the newsletter in the footnotes, or again, those have been following the show for some time know how to pull up the HeartCom Network archive page and read along with the archived show. And you can see what I'm referring to, the hot link sections that you can make note in your mind. To view later, because you can't pause the live show, but again, you can pause the podcast and watch the videos and articles that are hot linked. So this particular newsletter, there's a video on Transcending the Ego by Eckhart Tolle. How do you say that? Eckhart Tolle. Anyway, Eckhart Tolle, he's a spiritual teacher most of you listening probably have heard of, and he's a best-selling author. He's a German born resident of Canada, who's best known as the author of The Power of Now and A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. They have both those books. They're exceptional books. And in 2011, Eckhart Tolle was listed by this Watkins Review as the most spiritually influential person in the world. I don't know what Watkins Review is, so I don't know the credibility of that, but Tolle does not identify with any specific religion, but he's been influenced by a wide range of spiritual works. This audio from this video on the ego, Transcending the Ego, it comes from Eckhart Tolle's podcast with Russell Brand. Now, Russell Brand is a firebrand. I didn't know that he was doing anything with After School, this organization that produced this video. But at any regard, I found that interesting on the backstory of this video on Transcending Ego, which is about the prison of narcissism. And everyone's got an ego. There's a small ego, which is Latin for I am. And then there's a big ego, the real self, the higher self, the Christ self, which is also I am that I am. I reference the value, the importance of this video, because it's part of a backstory on what I've developed as a self-assessment process for self-mastery. And there's a website you can click on the perception empowerment process. Some people refer to it as the personal empowerment process. And you can go through this process for a checkup from the neck up. Do a self-assessment. The key to self-mastery begins with self-assessment. Know better to do better. It's the old ancient affirmation for those who are being initiated into the mysteries of self, the mysteries of God, the mysteries of, all it is. And that's basically know thyself, So the only cost is your pure intention. With this self-assessment profile to know better and do better. I highly recommend you try it. It really is a quite an amazing self-elevation process self-elevation, for ascension, for self-mastery. Through self-mastery, the ascension process begins with know thyself. When you know better, you can do better. So the first principle of eternal progression on the path of conscious evolution, is the discernment of one's authentic ID or identity, and to know thyself. In the image and likeness of first principles of universal light language and cosmic law, love codes in form and frequency. A lot of links here you can go to, the form and the frequency. Understanding the spirit matter dimensions of cosmic law, cosmic love. And this is an ongoing theme I have on my radio show and my newsletters. More light and love, easier and faster. The higher the concept of universal light language and love law, you know, the greater the results. So many of you know, I'm a longtime architect of the archetypes of wholeness, holiness, holistic healing. And I've come to realize that the highest service I can render others is to empower wisdom with love, a higher concept of love for global evolution, revolution, revelation. We're in the time of revelation. So thanks to all subscribers of this list by way of Substack. And that Substack link I provide, you know, in the content, it's basically the Aquarius Rising 369.substack.com. We'll get you there if you want to subscribe and view the archives there. So thanks, everyone, for contributing in any way you can to help establish this vision of cosmic love on Earth as in cosmos at large. So this newsletter then goes into different dimensions of awakening and who you really are, your cosmic real identity. I love the quote by Rumi, where he says, "I'm not this hair, I'm not this skin, I am the soul that lives within." So we put on our bodies like you'd put on a glove. At the end of your embodiment, you take the glove off and you're back to who you really are in spirit, source, and, you know, in, you know, heaven, people call it. So I like this quote by Sri M. He's an Eastern master, where he says, "You are the consciousness which is the witness of all the drama, watching in amusement as the ego plays its games and dons different masks, different times. The real you is ever blissful, unchanging, and soulful consciousness." Now, I've added, since I published this here about a week ago, I've added a video on the ego and the soul versus the soul, the ego versus the soul. And this is from 58 Magazine. It's brilliantly made, interesting video. And again, for people that are soul soaring, they want their souls to soar. Now, this is the kind of languaging of the understanding the difference between the ego and the soul for one's soul elevation. You might say soul salvation. The salvation is a process of self-elevation from ego unto the soul. So the great video, I forget how long it is. It's very interesting, though. Some of you who have some time, this is what I consider the best entertainment rather than watching rom-coms or, you know, football or whatever on TV. So anyway, know the difference between your selfless soul, you know, your real self, and your mini-me. Now, I got a mini-me, a picture of a little mini-me there. You can laugh at, but becoming conscious of how you are conscious, you know, making the unconscious conscious, is the creative learning process of how to think, rather than lamestream media programming of what to think. And when the public fool system, or I meant school system, of course, when the public fool system gets rebooted with Aquarian principles and processes, we will witness global revolution in revelations of a 5D nature, fifth dimensional nature, which is to say systemic transformation of everything, you know, like a worm into a butterfly, with the great awakening from 3D egoic identity compartmentalized physicality rules, left brain linear logical letter of the law, to great enlightenment, the spherical spirituality rules. And I reference that as the 5D heroic identity. Now, the hero's journey, some of you know the hero's journey. It's quite a classic in Enlightenment literature, the hero's journey from source, home. We come from source for the adventure of a lifetime that leads to great challenges that are finally overcome with a victorious return home to source. So coming home to your cosmic identity by way of the co-creation of the what I referred to earlier as the L plus the O, the linear left brain and the nonlinear right brain co-creation process. This is the synergy in the Trinity, the LOV Trinity, which I have a link on the concept of the Trinity, the threefold flame in all creation. There's all these dimensions of this threefold flame in the heart, in government, and the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of government, the blue, yellow, and the pink. There's all these dimensions of this understanding of these three energies that are throughout cosmos, and I go into this in one of my last newsletters, and I'll reference the right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant energy fields in the order of the universe, the holographic order of the universe. There's this geometry, this fractal order, which is all geometric energies. Again, right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant. And I'll go into that as I come to this next show. I mean, this next newsletter. So I'm talking about the path that we walk. And sometimes, and this is a quote from Kaipacha in an October 9th video, and I provide a link on this, where he says, "Sometimes I find it hard to believe that a way forward will be shown, but it's not the path so much as how I walk it that will undoubtedly or ultimately bring me home." So again, coming home, you might say, to higher consciousness, to your real self, from the ego. You go out with an ego and come back more soulful to the victory, ideally. So Kaipacha, I get a weekly astrology report from him. He's brilliant. I had him on my radio show years ago. Gives a weekly astrology report and gets into the quantum field energies, that are going on, the larger cycles, smaller cycles, what we're dealing with in the quantum field energetically that has an influence. It's not, it doesn't control. It has subtle influences, and these influences always transit an individual's astrology differently. So it's affecting all of us differently, some more than others. So whenever I talk about the general astrology that's going on, I'm talking about a general influence with tendencies that everyone is being exposed to. So realize with real eyes that the whole body of global humanity is on the hero's journey home. Wholeness and healing, homeostasis, checks and balances, like all through nature, through civilizations. There needs to be a return to that for peace and civility. So this is the Aquarian nonlinear quantum shift movement from 3D prevailing habit momentums and civilization to 5D conscientious common sense, the winds of Aquarius with heart coherence and mind congruence. And I have hot links on both of those concepts, heart coherence and mind congruence. So we're centered and connected like the eye of the hurricane with all the worldly stuff, global crisis swirling around us, which is reaching a climax. We're in a deep shift from, again, patriarchal ownership and control values to Aquarian virtues of cooperative community in diversity, unity in diversity. So Thomas Jefferson once said that it's strangely absurd to suppose But a million people collected together are not under the same moral laws that bind them separately. Note that that would be a billion plus netizens today with the current, instant everywhere interactive internet revolution going on. It'd be absurd to suppose that a billion people collected together are not under the same moral laws that bind them separately. And, of course, those moral laws is the cosmic law that I refer to, the laws of light and love, of conscious for conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, etc. So we're at a time, folks, of severe worldwide tribulations, whether it's hurricanes or floods or fires or wars or plagues, inflation, earth changes, or the breakup of loving relationships. We're all feeling very vulnerable. So at this point, I'm going into strong meat in this love sandwich. Now, time to talk about the election and choose the better representation of life, truth, and love above all. I mean, it's that simple. Choose life, the best representation of life and love. Life, light, and love that you can, who's going to represent the best? Now, I know a lot of people there's no good choice in this regard. I mean, it's like twiddle-dee or twiddle-dum or, the deep state still behind the scenes. However, there are changes, like I talked about in my first newsletter, that could be coming up if Israel is to be pretty much wiped off the map or completely neutralized. What are the implications for everything else, as far as the elections go? And how will that change everything? So I'm sure you all know that the greatest power we have is the power of choice to either know better and do better, or by default, let your mini-me ego have its way with you. And some people, their mind is made up. They don't want to be confused with facts or anything else, regarding the election or anything. So we're between, the end times and a new age. So in the meantime, I'm saying watch at least the first 6 minutes of this exceptional election commentary by Jonathan Kahn. It's about Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, and the election 2024. There's a little write-up I did on Jonathan Kahn, David Kahn, the write-up, it's a link actually to Wikipedia, explaining how he is an American messianic Jewish pastor, like a Jew for Jesus kind of a guy. A messianic Jewish pastor, author, and novelist known for his debut novel, The Harbinger. He's also a Christian Zionist. I have that hyperlinked. Again, if people have not read about political Zionism, Christian Zionism, that's must reading. If you're following the footnotes, you want to click on that link and go into this understanding, because that first video is all about why would I want the modern state of Israel to be neutralized, so to speak. Why are those people cheering in the video who are watching the Mossad headquarters blowing up? They don't understand what political Zionism, Christian Zionism is, and how they've taken over our core social, political, and economic institutions. Then you're flying blind, and you just, much of the world situation won't make any sense to you. But if you are interested, realize that Christian Zionism is an oxymoron. It's a contradiction in terms. I mean, Zionism is virtually, as you see in Gaza, is like the representation of the Antichrist. It's like human sacrifice on a mass scale. So there's nothing Christian about that. So Christian Zionism is just an oxymoron. It's a contradiction in terms, and it equates to the biblical state of righteous Israel with the modern state of genocidal apartheid Israel. So keep in mind that Jonathan Kahn is speaking to his base of Christian Zionists in this video that I provide, and he's complicit in genocide of Gaza babies, even as he righteously condemns the murder of unborn babies. So what do you think about this? I mean, watch the video. I recommend watching, the first 6 minutes, I believe. So I highly recommend you do that if you get the chance. All of the stuff, you can put in the queue, and rather than watching the boob tube some night, maybe you can just, tune in and watch some of these videos, and what do you think? So, watch 6 minutes of this video if you get a chance, Jonathan Kahn. So this is followed by a quote, you know, I reference the quote as how to be faithful in a fearful world. And it's a quote by Buddha who says, health is the greatest gift, presence the greatest wealth, and faithfulness the best relationship. So keeping faithful in a fearful world, the best relationship we can have is with faithfulness itself. You know, it's all good. It's all in divine order. Things are going to work out for the best, whether we know it or like it or not. By God's grace and God's time, you know, things are going to get better. You know, so being fully present, you know, as Buddha says, presence is the greatest wealth. And being fully present, this is your greatest gift, fully present. And so I go into four archetypal paths home. This is kind of the subject today, you know, the hero's journey. You know, we've been on this journey, and we're coming home. I like to think of home as the United Sovereigns of Earth. You know, it's like we are one people of Earth. This is home. This is our home planet, and it's sacred. And we're going to bind all lessons that's less than the Christ on this planet. And by God's grace, sooner than later, we're going to have heaven on Earth. We're going to have global peace and prosperity. So this is the archetypal path home that I go into now, you know, mastering perception of 3D space and time in the fully present 5D realm of prevailing presence. Some people call it the I am presence. Some people call it soulful presence. And some people call it the instant everywhere interactive presence in the here and now. We live in a global village where the technology capabilities are, we're all connected with instant everywhere interactive communication capabilities, and that this process itself is what will define real community, authentic community with unity in diversity, atonement as at one-ment. So quantum science has shown us that we are energy beings at our core. The Aquarian quantum age is all about the laws and language and of energy and the utilization of energies to create basically, you know, more light and love, easier and faster, heaven on earth, you know, peace and freedom and opportunity on Terra. So quantum reality thus reveals that life is about managing energy, and it's your pure intention of real love, you know, cosmic love, that focuses attention with love for conscious ascension of love in the fifth dimension of 5D geometrically ordered divinity love for comprehension of what I've heard of love codes. There's a hyperlink on that. Basically, you know, first principles of cosmic law that define full spectrum enlightenment. So these are the four archetypal energy dynamics governing the holographic order of the universe. There's a link on that to a website on the holographic order of the universe according to Aquarian quantum principles. You know, there's again the L, linear, logical, left brain letter of the law, the right dynamic energy fields, and O, the round, non-linear, spherical spirit of the law with magnetic energy fields. And then there's the V, the radiant synergy in the Trinity, the combination of energy fields of the right dynamic and the round dynamic, you know, in synergistic relationships, radiant energy relationships. And then the E, LVE, the E, the most powerful thought form in the universe, key to the ascension of the planet, some of you know what I'm referring to, is the integrative wholeness energy field, wholeness. I provide a graphic of these different right dynamic, round magnetic, radiant energy fields. There's a link that you can go and see graphics of what I'm referencing, you know, with words. So these first principles of universal cosmic law, they're universal, they govern the four archetypal ways that self-aware individuals perceive time. So it's kind of those principles I gave, you know, reference space, spatial intelligence, but temporal intelligence, how we perceive time. I go into that from a Psychology Today article on the future of time. I highly recommend, if you have a chance, to read that article. It explains how many people's brains anticipate the future based on the past, and they're not fully present, but rather are dominated by feelings, past memories, as though it's one's reality now. And there's an article I provide on the See the Emotion Dominant Archetype, you know, what I'm referring to, of how people are really running the past and the present. They're not fully present. I mean, everyone's fully present some of the time, you know, but to be fully present all the time is like being the Christ all the time, which is an ideal, you know, it's what we want to do. But being the human condition, being what it is, you know, the reason we're incarnating this dense physical octave is work through our karma. It's good to understand these four ways of perceiving time, how different people are seeing things differently. And once we become conscious of not only how we're conscious, but how they're conscious with how they perceive time, then we can have such a sensitivity to their perceptual style that it's as if they were speaking to themselves when we speak with them. That's a gift, folks. That's the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a gift of speaking in tongues, to where you have such a sensitivity to other people's tongues, you know, language, you know, their love language, how they process time, that it's as if they were speaking to themselves. So those who are fully present in the here and now are more subject to not the past or the future, but the instant karma of thinking or feeling or doing anything that's not centered and connected with the first principles of cosmic universal love, you know, first principles of God, geometrically ordered divinity, first principles of the constitution of being God, love, source, I am free. So, getting kind of metaphorical here, there's a quote that I referenced that in quantum physics, all possibilities exist in the present. I don't reference where that quote came from exactly. One of the quantum physicists that I provide in the other links. But anyway, all possibilities include the archetypal foundation and constitution of us as united sovereigns of Earth. So the new us is not the United States of America, but it's America in terms of the I am race, United Sovereigns of Earth, worldwide. So anyway, that's kind of wraps up that article, and I'm coming down the home stretch here. I wanted to get into this one last article before. The last one was published this morning. This one was published a few days ago. And it is called Our Election Made Sure with a High State of Love. Now, the love I'm referring to is geometrized love with the circle, triangle, square, the geometrically ordered divinity, G-O-D, God is love. And this one was about the whole truth, you know, how the whole truth, the high state, redirects us from the big lie, you know, the deep state of dystopian deception. So it's like a crossroads. We got there's the big lie in one direction of the crossroads and the whole truth in the other direction. This is the thought form graphic I provide at the top of the page. Reference the point that we are inundated, folks, with cognitive dissonance of the big lie and the whole truth being mixed up. Lamestream media is mostly just all deception. It's narrative driven, you know, they're forcing a narrative of what, you know, telling us what to believe. And whereas, you know, the real great awakening unto great enlightenment is framing the whole truth, which is, of course, exposes the big lie, which is why the lamestream media is trying to censor and control the narrative these days. So this newsletter begins with a graphic where there's a picture of Biden. It's a cartoon, and he's pouring gasoline on the fire of Gaza and Lebanon. And he says, I don't know why it isn't going out. Of course, he has a gasoline tank. It looks like he's pouring gasoline on the fire, but actually the gasoline tank that he's pouring says weapons. In other words, the U.S. is providing Israel with all the weapons to massacre just murder, you know, genocide Palestinians, and then saying publicly that he's trying to limit the conflict while he's the one putting gas on the fire in terms of the weaponry to do the dastardly do that we see. So either we raise the standard of universal love, again, I'm back to this point, at the heart of interactive global telecommunications, telecommunity, Unity University, either we do the do with communication for coming into Unity, or, you know, or it's more divide to conquer and down the slippery slope. There's a quote here, there's an article, a little blip, you know, from Activist Post from October 17th, which was what, 2 days ago? And the headline of the article is America's Trust in the Lamestream Media Hits All-Time Low. I don't think it used lamestream media. I think I edited that in. So America's Trust in Big Media Hits All-Time Low is basically what it's saying. So the byline there is that good news is hard to come by in this late-stage American empire, you know, the American empire. But a new poll offers a ray of hope, finding that Americans' trust and confidence in mass media is at an all-time low. In other words, people have woke up to the propaganda in mainstream media, pushing war and drugs for whatever ails you. I mean, it's like you can't help, you know, either wake up or you're brain dead. You know, it's like in our face in mainstream media all the time. So that's good news that people are waking up to it, and that the trust in media is at an all-time low. Alternative media, more people are following it to get their news, and they're looking for good news sources for what's really going on. So that's how you restore trust. You know, you basically build credibility and trust with truth and enlightenment, and people, you know, basically buy what you sell. If you're selling, you know, basically a whole new order of the ages for wholeness and healing at all levels, you know, a systemic, you know, reboot of our core social, political, and economic institutions with a vision of virtue and valor for the victory, you know, V for victory, or V for vendetta. beware of the, remember the 5th of November. That's when the election falls this year. Did you see V for vendetta? Remember. The 5th of November, the elections, folks. There's some big drama coming up. The first newsletter I talked about today, if this is true, what's going on in Israel, if Israel's about to go down, I mean, off the map, this could be going on. And well, how would that change everything with the elections? So the mass programming of our perception with deception has become so blatantly sinister with overt war and disease profiteering that Great Awakening accelerates and compels a reality check. I mean, if we do what we've always done, we'll get what we've always got. So what is real for gathering the tribes of Israel is focusing on what is real for discernment, with discernment, by way of discernment. So here's the discernment, you know, all 5D gifts of the fiery Holy Spirit of discernment to burn through mass illusion and individual self-delusion. And this was October 17th. I published this 2 days ago. Full moon in Aries. Talk about fire. Burn through. Full moon in Aries. That's cardinal fire, folks. Intensity. I was feeling it as I published this. So featured in this newsletter is know your love language. I go into this understanding of love, your individual love language, how you perceive time. And I'm going to skip down to that and reference that. You want to read this, The High State of Love, the full article, if you have the time. I get into basically philosophical backstory and front story for, you know, the shift into a golden age, what that's going to look like, how that's going to work. But I reference, you know, highlight this emphasis of knowing your love language as your unique way of perceiving time. So in my recent newsletter, which I just talked about a minute ago, on soul evolution and ascension, there's a link to an article on the future of time, you know, the four archetypal Jung ways of perceiving time. Spatial intelligence is left brain and dominant, you know, love codes for linear timeline perception. Temporal intelligence is right brain dominant, you know, time codes for nonlinear intuitive perception. The combination of the L plus the O is the synergy in the Trinity for hemispheric co-creation in the upper brain or the lower reptilian brain? Now, the article goes into explaining this more so. And, of course, the E, the L-O-V-E, the E, the square with the cross and the circle, that most powerful thought form in the universe and key to the ascension of the planet, refers, you know, with the pure geometry as a frame of reference for whole brain integration in the capstone. Cap in terms of creative ascent process. So, again, what dominant and secondary time perception style is your love language? Know your love language. Know the love language of your loved ones, how they perceive time. Have a sensitivity to their perception style. As you speak to them, it's if they were speaking to themselves, and there's that compatibility, there's that co-creation. You know, you're on the same page. There's a coming to unity process because you're speaking the same love language. So there's a quote here by Fraser from the article, The Future of Time. Quote, "Tell me what you think of time, and I shall know what to think of you." So here's to understanding your love language and becoming conscious of how we are conscious for a global revolution in 5D consciousness, from great awakening to great enlightenment. So, folks, I want to thank you for listening today. Able to cover these articles in brief again with the podcast here in a few days. You'll be able to follow along and customize your own multimedia shows, watching the videos and articles, or some, especially that first newsletter I'm talking about. That's big news. You're going to be hearing more about this. So heads up on that. And hopefully this sparks your consciousness, your conscience, and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that's accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. So happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.